booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, Gabby, I wish you were recording this. Frank literally went to talk, bumped his face into the microphone. His headphones went flying off.
I'm leaving.
That was one of the funniest things
I've ever seen. A Bob something or a Piers Morgan and leave.
Bob Sellers or Piers Morgan. Oh, yeah. That was hysterical. Hey.
How are you, Juliet?
I'm good. You must be so excited. You've got a week off.
I am excited, and I am going to miss you, but I am looking forward to the time off.
Yes, I bet you are. I'm really excited for you. Vegas is a lot of fun.
I will be paying extra close attention to the Jet Set Juliet travel update today, that's for sure.
Well, it has nothing to do with Vegas, but it'll be good, though. By the way, Deb is following breaking news at the news desk, as you know. Christian and the associate producer, Gabby, they are at the controls. Sid is in with sports at 5:15, and we've got great news on the COVID front. We've got a lot of interesting stuff happening today, so let's just get right into it.
Wonderful. Well, and meantime, one of the interesting things we have is traffic and transit on the sevens with a gentleman who always dresses for the occasion, Joe Nolan. Joe, how's it looking?
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. And if you're traveling inbound on the Grand Central at the LIE, an accident with an overturned vehicle, right and center lanes are out. If you're eastbound on the Jackie Robinson and Forest Park Drive, there's a collision. Hutch on the southbound side, right by the Cross Bronx. Again, an accident there as well. Eastbound Route 3, Meadowlands Parkway up on the Hackensack River Bridge. Look for an accident. Two lanes are out. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. So a busy start. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right. How is the weather looking? I will tell you in one word. Great. We'll talk about that and Sid Sports coming up.
This is the WABC Early News.
All right. Well, I told you it was going to rain. It did. I didn't really see any heavy rain, at least not while I was awake. So
me neither.
We kind of escaped that. I'm glad to see. Today we're going to have a mix of clouds and sun. We're going to get up to about 43 degrees, but we will have some winds and they could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. So it's, it's not going to be rainy. It's not going to be snowy, but it's not going to be the best. Tonight, clear skies leading into a nice day tomorrow. 56 degrees, sunny skies, light winds. Sunday, 58 degrees. You'll be taking off. That's nice. 5-mile-per-hour winds.
Wonderful.
So you're not going to have any crazy things having to, flying around all over the place. And lots of sun. Monday, partly cloudy, 58 degrees. As we get into Tuesday, we stay pretty much the same and may have a shower or two later in the week, but we're getting up there. We're getting into the 60s.
Wonderful.
I'm very excited about that, Frank.
Well, I'm excited about the fact that restaurants across New York City can now welcome diners at 50% capacity.
Yeah.
This as restaurants outside the city open their dining rooms to 75% capacity. These are the first of many coronavirus restrictions to be rolled back within the next few weeks. By Monday, restrictions on yellow zones will also go away, which include the East and West Bronx and Kew Gardens, Forest Hills, and Queens. Fitness centers can also start hosting indoor classes here in the city.
All right, we have some great travel news. I don't want to save it for Jet Set Juliet's travel update because it's just too good. Apparently, the president is talking about lifting international travel restrictions in May. Now, a lot of people have already had their shot. He said that everybody will be able to sign up for their shot by May 1st. So that kind of makes sense. Apparently, the White House is aiming to relax bans on flights from the UK, Europe, and Brazil and allow Mexico and the Canadian border crossings to open back up. Once he feels comfortable with the fact that most Americans have gotten their vaccine, which is fantastic news.
Absolutely. Police say at least 5 schools across Manhattan have received envelopes filled with a white powdery substance. The parcels were sent through the United States Postal Service over the course of about a week between March 10th and up until yesterday. The NYPD saying that each incident followed the same pattern with a plain white envelope that had the address of the school handwritten in block letters. 3 of the schools were on the Upper East Side, one on the Upper East Side. Excuse me. 3 of the schools were on the Upper East Side, one on the Upper West Side, and another in Midtown.
You know, one of the things that keeps on coming up when we talk about COVID is your blood. Whether we talk about blood type or blood clots, blood seems to be kind of a key. It seems to be a real player in the whole COVID mix. And this is really interesting, and it makes a lot of sense. You know, you're told to take an aspirin if you know, to reduce your chances of having a heart attack, blah, 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 blah. Apparently, there was a study that looked at more than 400 hospitalized patients, COVID patients. About 25% were given aspirin when they were admitted or just before admission. Those given that aspirin were 43% less likely to be admitted to the ICU.
Wow.
And 44% less likely to need ventilators. So I really think that ultimately they're going to find that your blood, that somehow it's our blood that is creating problems for us. And the more we find out about that, the more we're going to be able to do things to mitigate
that. Very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, really, really interesting. So I guess go out and, you know,
stock up on
grab your aspirin. Exactly.
So the blood type that you want in terms of COVID is type O, right? That's the least likely to have severe.
I believe the latest was, yeah, O, and A was sort of the yeah.
And that's what I am, A. And what are you?
B negative.
You're B negative?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at that. You're always negative.
Yeah, I know. Just hate everything.
All right. Well, New Yorkers. Thank you. Likewise. New Yorkers are honoring the lives of those lost during the shootings in Atlanta, Georgia that left 8 people dead Tuesday night, 6 of whom were of Asian descent. Community members and elected officials joined together in Flushing last night to mourn these losses and share their grief. Former borough president Susan Less was in attendance, saying she doesn't know what will kill her first, COVID or racism. She's calling for unity, saying the Asian community is not a virus or a target, but Americans and human beings.
And by the way, President Biden ordered American flags at all U.S. buildings around the world to be flown at half staff in honor of the people who were killed. And another interesting story. If I were a dog, I'd mount you. That is apparently what Governor Andrew Cuomo said to one of his accusers, Lindsay Boylan, and this is the one who is running for Manhattan borough president. She is coming out with these new claims saying that the governor basically was sexually harassing her, slamming his team for victim blaming. And again, she said that he said some pretty crazy things. She said, I remember being grossed out, but also what a dumb thing to say. So, I'm interested if we're going to start finding out more of the actual quotes like this in the near future, because I have a feeling these people are now being interviewed and this kind of stuff is going to be leaked out.
But, the thing that I don't understand about Lindsay Boylan yesterday is she said she's not going to be cooperating in the assembly probe into the sexual harassment.
Right. Very critical of Carl Hastie.
Yeah. I mean, do you really get to pick and choose which probes you're going to be?
I think her point was probably just, I don't think this guy is doing a legitimate investigation. I think but I mean, Carl Hastie has been calling for the governor to resign.
Exactly. That's why.
Apparently she doesn't have a good relationship with Carl Hastie.
I guess not. Hey, we've got a good relationship with Sid Rosenberg, and in just a minute, he'll bring you the sports.
This is the WABC Early News.
5:15. Welcome to the 77 WABC Early News. Frank Moreno here with Juliette Huddy. A ton happening in the world of sports. Here to tell you all about it, here's Sid Rosenberg.
Hello, Sid. Hello.
Good morning, Frank and Juliet, on this Friday morning. Good to see you both.
Great
Frank
seeing
in his
you.
Likewise.
Vegas attire. Here we go. We got good news about baseball. Met and Yankee fans can show up. Game one. You know, spring starts tomorrow. 2 weeks from today is opening day at Yankee Stadium. That's right. Yanks will host the Toronto Blue Jays. And nearly 11,000 Yankee fans can show up in the Bronx. The week after that, on April the 8th, the Mets play their first home game. They start the year on the road against the Marlins, and over 8,000 fans can show up in Queens. Here's Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday with the specifics.
That means Citi Field, 8,384 fans, Yankee Stadium, 10,850 fans. The crowd makes the ball game, said Ty Cobb. I believe that. We went through that with the Buffalo Bills. They said it was a totally different experience when you have the crowd and you have the noise and you have the people cheering.
Actually, quoting Ty Cobb, former Met and Yankee great Al Leiter, talking about getting fans back in the stadiums.
I'm just thrilled that fans will get a chance to get back in the stadium. I'm sure, as the governor said, it will progress to where more people can go. And there's no doubt about it. When you play in front of a big crowd, and they're cheering you or booing you, the Bronx cheer. Man, there's nothing like it. And there's no better place than New York, really, really. And thank you for inviting me here, because play ball, man. It's opening day. No better place than New York and New York sports fans.
Let's do it. Knickerbockers improved. They get back to 500 at 21-21. Edged the Magic last night, 94-93. All-star Julius Randle, another triple-double, his third of the season. 17 assists last night for the big man. Here was Julius on that effort.
And that's just how the game was going. Just read the game. Get some more spots, and if they come, they double. Or whatever it may be, they collapse. I was going to find my teammates.
Nets are back on the court tonight in Orlando taking on the Magic. Hockey last night, the Isles fell to the Penguins 4-3. The Devils edged the Penguins 3-2. And the Rangers are in Washington tonight. And don't forget, folks, today is day one of the college basketball tournament. College basketball games all day long, starting at 12:15 this afternoon up to 9:20 tonight. Excuse me, when Rutgers will take on Clemson. Sports at 15:45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
And at 5:17, time for traffic and transit on the sevens. Happy St. Joseph's Day, Joe Nolan.
Well, good morning again, everybody. And coming inbound on the Grand Central, right by the LI, an accident with an overturned vehicle right in center lanes are going to be out. Eastbound on the Jackie Robinson, approaching Forest Park Drive. Again, that collision's still there. Hutch southbound at the Cross Bronx, an accident. Eastbound Route 3 approaching Meadowlands Parkway up on the Hackensack River Bridge, an accident with two lanes out and alternate side is in effect. And this report is a service of LifeLock. Tax season can be a big headache if identity thieves steal your personal info from your tax forms. LifeLock helps protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Promo code RISK. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right, Yeezy sneakers, as I told you yesterday, raking in big bucks for Kanye West. But Nike, that is apparently another matter. Frank has your business coming up. Also, your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. I'm going to bring you over to Europe and tell you about the most incredible historic hotels there.
This is the WABC Early News.
All right, the trading week is winding down after stocks closed in the red yesterday as interest rates continued to rise, drawing people away from tech stocks. So at the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 153 points, the S&P 500 fell 58, and the NASDAQ tumbled 409 points. Not a great day on Wall Street, and not a great day for some Nike employees. Nike's laying off more workers while reporting strong quarterly sales and profits. Nike announced an unspecified number of job cuts yesterday. The same day, it announced quarterly revenue of $10.3 billion and $1.4 billion in profits. The athletic shoe and sportswear giant said the job cuts are part of its effort to build a flatter, nimbler company. Nike said rising profits were due in part to lower wage-related costs. The company laid off 700 workers in Oregon between last summer and January of this year, Juliet.
All right, it is 35 degrees. It's going to go up to the low 40s today with lots of winds and a bit of sun. WABC Early News time is 5:20. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at, 5:40, literary lovers. Are you a big book guy? You are, right?
I do. I do like to read. I don't get to read nearly as much as I'd like to.
Well, I can tell you, you're going to love this segment, this Jet Set Juliet segment, because I'm going to take you over to Europe for some information on hotels where some of the most historic people in the world of reading in literature used to reside. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's News Minute.
All right, now it's starting from the 77 WABC Early News Desk. A one-month-old female, we've told you about it yesterday, that was found dead inside of an apartment in the concourse section of the Bronx, reportedly suffered from two skull fractures. An investigation is ongoing, and so far the NYPD reports no arrests. Well, for the second time in recent weeks, a prisoner has been mistakenly released from the Rikers Island Jail.
Police are searching for Nikim Meekins, a 22-year-old arrested last week in a 2018 attempted murder case. He was being held on $300,000 $100,000 bond. This is the second time in a week that Rikers has had a jail release incident like this, both blamed on paperwork errors. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler for 77 WABC News.
And a former LIRR inspector charged with falsifying a track inspection report a few weeks before two cars derailed back in 2019. Now, prosecutors say video shows Stuart Conklin allegedly never inspected those tracks, which would have revealed dangerous defects. His lawyer says the man did not commit a crime. Juliet has your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
I sure do, and it's going to be a mediocre day. It's going to be about 43 degrees. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun, but very, very gusty winds throughout the day. Tonight, clear skies will get down to 31 degrees. Saturday, we're heading up to 56 degrees. It's going to be a very nice weekend. Lots of sun and low winds. So it's kind of weekend when you sit outside, you're actually going to feel the sun hit you. Sunday, we get up to about 58 degrees. And heading into the work week, we pretty much stay the same, although the sun will kind of be more of a half sun, half clouds. And that's going to pretty much stay that way throughout the week. We might have a shower or two on Wednesday and Friday, but for the most part, we are going to have mostly, I would say mostly cloudy skies with sun popping in and the upper 50s to low 60s throughout the work week. And right now it is 35 degrees, again, going up to 43 in Manhattan.
All right. Well, a mother whose son was murdered in Jersey City is pleading with the public to come forward with any information on the case. Dolores Gibson's 35-year-old son, Darcel Rivera, was shot to death just a few steps away from his mother's home in 2015. Gibson says her son was visiting from Rhode Island, where he was going to culinary school, and she had been marching against gun violence just 2 days before her son's death. Gibson says she and her family just want to know who killed Rivers and why, adding they took away a father for his four children.
Ay-ay-ay. Okay, so the White House apparently is weeding out young staffers. I'm actually really surprised about this. Apparently, the White House initially told people that your past drug experience would be overlooked. But apparently, there are reports that some young staffers were fired because they revealed on official documents that were basically part of background checks that they had smoked pot. Again, even though some were informally told that it's not a big deal and the administration would look past it. This is insane to me because there are places where it is legal to smoke pot. So I'm really confused by this. But the White House noted that how it handles past marijuana use is much more flexible than previous administrations. I'm not sure about that, but it said that it would have waiver requirement that certain potential staffers would need to meet conditions to be eligible for a top secret clearance. But I'm guessing these young staffers are not getting a top secret clearance.
I'll say.
So I'm a little confused by this.
You and me both. Well, the White House is shooting down Russian President Vladimir Putin's demand for a debate with President Biden. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said yesterday that Biden is quite busy. In an interview with ABC News that aired Wednesday, Biden was asked if he thought Putin is a killer, and he said, "Yes, I do." Putin's immediate response was, "It takes one to know one," before challenging Biden to a live debate. Psaki said Biden has no regrets about his comment.
Well, Facebook, which owns Instagram, has been getting a lot of criticism about how it protects children and children logging on and children making accounts. And so Instagram actually recently released this new parents guide and basically how to better protect your kids on Instagram. Well, apparently now Facebook is kind of doing a 180. They're planning an Instagram for kids under the age of 13 mm-hmm. years. I don't know how they're going to be really managing this, but other prominent social media apps for kids include YouTube Kids and Messenger Kids, and all of these are an offshoot of Facebook's Messenger app. So the head of Instagram says he's going to oversee the project, and they are going to be very careful, but the overall reaction has been slightly negative, to say the least.
I can imagine. All right, pizza lovers can get in. By the way, did you try the pizza that we have here this morning?
I did not. No. I just can't do the pizza at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Well, pizza lovers can get into quite a debate on toppings, but there's one they definitely don't want. That's dirt. That's what a Michigan man would have taken a bite of if not for his doorbell camera. It caught a delivery driver dropping the pizza right out of the box, landing on the front porch. The homeowner thought he'd do the right thing and admit to the mistake. That didn't happen. Instead, the driver shoved the dirty pizza back in the box, set it down, and walked off. DoorDash let the guy go and apologized.
Oh, my gosh. That's hideous. All right. Yeah. Hideous is not the roads at this hour. I think they're pretty decent. Let's head over to Traffic on the Sevens with Joe Nolan. Hey, Joe.
Morning again, everybody. And coming inbound on the Grand Central, right by the LIE, an accident with an overturned vehicle right in center lanes are going to be out. Eastbound on the Jackie Robinson, approaching Forest Park Drive. Again, that collision's still there. Hutch southbound at the Cross Bronx, an accident. Eastbound Route 3, approaching Meadowlands Parkway, up on the Hackensack River Bridge, an accident with two lanes out and alternate side is in effect. In this report, it's a service of LifeLock. Tax season can be a big headache if identity thieves steal your personal info from your tax forms. LifeLock helps protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Promo code RISK. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Coming up in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40, stay in the same hotel, drink at the same bar that some of the world's most famous and iconic literary and royalty folks have stayed at. I'm going to tell you where in Europe coming up, but first let's head over to the news desk for Deb's headlines. Hey, Deb.
Yeah. All right, now it's trending from the 77 WABC early news desk. Well, so good news for baseball fans. Fans will be back at Citi Field, of course, home of the Mets, and Yankee Stadium, home of the Yankees, Bronx Bombers, as of April 1. And for now, though, that capacity will be limited to just 20%. But Governor Cuomo says that may be increased down the road.
I think you're going to see the capacity increase and the testing requirements decrease as we get more evidence. But we want to start safe and smart.
That announcement yesterday, negative COVID-19 testing required. New York City officials blasting the governor yesterday for not consulting the city about reopening gyms to fitness classes. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio questions whether Governor Cuomo approved this for his own political needs.
Is this being done because of what the data and science is telling us, or is this being done for political reasons?
And Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Chotsey also weighing in on this yesterday.
We were not consulted on this specific decision. And as the mayor has said, this is an area where we've expressed concerns about the risk of spread of COVID-19.
So if you are planning on attending one of those classes, the senior advisor at City Hall yesterday, Dr. Jay Varma, had some advice for you.
We really advise people, if they are going to participate in this activity, since the state is now allowing it, to make sure they follow all the precautions that we've talked about, similar to indoor dining.
And mask wearing, washing of hands, using sanitizer. Of course, these gyms will have to be inspected as well by local health inspectors. Those classes resume on Monday the 22nd. Well, a bill gaining traction in New Jersey requires parental notification when a minor is arrested for buying or possessing pot. Bob Brown has that story.
The bill sponsor, Democratic Assemblyman Herb Conaway, says requiring a parental alert better aligns the state's marijuana law with the people of New Jersey. This runs contrary to Governor Murphy's law prohibiting notification. But now, some New Jersey residents are beginning to push back on Murphy's marijuana legislation. Republican Minority Leader John Bramnick now congratulating Democrats for recognizing they made a, quote, mistake with the original bill. Under Murphy's February law, a first offense is simply accompanied by a written warning with zero parental notification required. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Fox National News is next.
News, I'm Mary Corsetti. President Biden says his goal of injecting 100 million coronavirus vaccinations will be reached today. And the White House says they're now in a position to supply Canada and Mexico with shots.
He said use of the Defense Production Act, which expedited critical supplies, helped make it possible. He also gave credit to what he called an historic manufacturing partnership between competing pharmaceutical companies that made patriotism and public health a priority. David Lee Miller, Fox News.
And a setback in Britain's coronavirus vaccine rollout.
The government here in London says the UK is facing a shortfall in deliveries for next month. One shipment has been delayed so it can be retested. Other deliveries from a supplier in India have also been held up. Despite the constraints, the government insists it is still on course to vaccinate all adults by the end of July.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
5:32. This is the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy.
And quite a bit happening in the news, isn't there, Juliet?
There is. This is really cool. If you got the Moderna vaccine and you were one of those people who got the giant rashes on you after the vaccine, apparently researchers say that this could be a good sign that your immune system is doing what it's supposed to do, you know, is preparing for this, you know, onslaught and trying to prevent the infection. It's a rare side effect. It's dubbed COVID arm, and it starts off as red and swollen like a little splotch. It's painful to the touch. And again, this is for the Moderna vaccine recipients. But again, health officials say the rash appears to be harmless and it'll fade in a few days, and you can take Tylenol and ice or whatever you want. But they say that it's a good sign because the immune system is ramping up and being trained to fight the infection.
Well, speaking of COVID, a Chinese scientist says the World Health Organization rejects the theory that COVID-19 originated in a lab in the city of Wuhan. The scientist led the Chinese WHO investigation into the origin of the coronavirus that set off the global pandemic. He said yesterday the health agency will issue a report in the coming weeks and that it will say experts agree the virus is of natural origin. He did say, however, that experts also will say a food market in Wuhan played a role in allowing the virus to spread.
Okay, you know that this is going to be my favorite story of the day.
Oh boy.
And I'll do with the English accent with it. Charles Pole, an 81-year-old retired bank official living in the small English town of Wiverscombe. I don't know how to pronounce it. Wiverscombe, I think. So he hired some people to come in and do a little construction project in his back garden, his backyard. He lives alone in this house, and he's disabled. He couldn't do it himself. Again, he's 81 years old. Builders, as they started to do these renovations, they stumbled on wall foundations and the remains of floors that were part of a bishop's palace, a 13th century building that had long been lost. Nobody could figure out where it was. And so they've been able to sort of narrow it down. They think that it was built sometime in the 1200s, not specifically the date, but they think that probably around 1256, when a royal charter was granted to the Bishop of Bath and Wells to the right to hunt in the area.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Oh, I love this stuff.
Well, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's 2021 Grammy performance is receiving major backlash. Officials say the FCC received roughly 80 complaints regarding the event. The FCC didn't comment on whether there will be an investigation into the WAP performance. But if the National Center of Sexual Exploitation has anything to say about it, they'll face some kind of consequence. The organization accused Megan and Cardi and CBS of glamorizing prostitution and stripping and shamed the network for allowing it to happen simply because they wanted ratings. Despite the claims, the ceremony only pulled in an average of 8 million viewers.
Yeah, it was pretty awful, except for Harry Styles' performance, of course. He was excellent. I would just like to tell you guys that I have been saying that this was going to be a trend someday, and now I apparently am prescient, because little tiaras are now becoming the hot thing for the young women, I guess, and young men too, to wear in nightclubs all around the world. This is apparently something that they're seeing now on the runways of Milan and Paris and so forth. Little tiaras that you can just walk around the city with. This is completely calling my name, Frank. I just would like to let you know that I do have many tiaras at home. September 27th.
Got it.
My tiaras are fake, but if you guys want to pitch in, I'm happy to have a real one. And I do like diamonds and sapphires.
Well, a gentleman who's actually wearing a tiara right now at 5:37 as he does the traffic and transit on the 7s is the inimitable Joe Nolan. Hello there, Joe.
Well, the only thing left now from the overnight is this problem on the eastbound side of Route 3, coming up on the Hackensack River Bridge, which is just east of MetLife Stadium. An accident. Two lanes are out of service as you get through there, so just allow yourself a lot of extra time. Other than that, though, we're in pretty good shape. Really, no major difficulties whatsoever as you travel around. Mass transit-wise, also in good shape. An alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations, again, today are going to be in effect. So, with traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Oh, thanks, Joe. I kind of miss conversing with Joe. I really do. All right. In Frank's business report, which is coming right up, he's going to talk about Amazon and a partnership with the NFL. It's very interesting. Also, your Jet Set Juliet travel update. Fans of Hemingway, you must stop by this hotel next time you're in Paris. Victorian era buffs, this is where you need to go next time you're in London.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
All right, at 5:40, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. Tough day for stocks yesterday as the Dow Jones lost 153 points. The S&P 500 fell 58 points and the NASDAQ tumbled 409 points. But the NFL is making Amazon Prime Video the exclusive home for Thursday Night Football. This is part of the new TV rights deal for the league that begins in the 2023 season. It'll last through the 2033 season. There will be no changes as CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN all renewed their agreements. ABC is also getting two Super Bowls as part of the deal, Juliet.
Okay, thank you so much, Frank. Now it's time for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. And you can follow me on my Twitter account, at Juliet Huddy TV, for more information. I post pictures and a little bit more detail. For the past few days, I've been telling you about my top 10 favorite historic hotels in America, and I hope you enjoyed it. Today, I'm expanding my reach to some historic properties in Europe. If you're looking for elegance and really a chronicle of the past, these are the spots you need to visit. I'm going to finish on Monday with a few spots, so let's talk about two big ones today. If you're able to stay at these places, do. If not, you can just have a cocktail or dinner and still essentially feel just the bones of this hotel and just the history coming out of the walls. We'll start in Paris at the Hotel Ritz. You can't get any more insane when it comes to historic drama and hotels. It opened in 1898. It was a little late, but that hasn't stopped it from becoming a landmark of incredible stories. The bar is named after Ernest Hemingway, whose famous line attracts literary lovers far and wide. He said, "The only reason not to stay at the Ritz is if you can't afford it." During the Second World War, it was used as a Luftwaffe headquarters, and supposedly Hemingway himself liberated it, walking in as the Nazis were retreating, sidling up to the bar and ordering schnapps for everyone. Sadly, it was also the last place we saw Princess Diana before she headed into the car that took her to her death in the nearby tunnel. And then let's head over to London. Claridge's is the quintessential London hotel. And the reason I love it is because when I think of European royalty and fallen European royalty, Claridge's in Mayfair, which is a very upscale section of London, it's the first thing that comes to mind. The monarchs of Greece, Holland, Spain, Portugal, Norway, all exiled here to escape their revolutions back home. Queen Victoria and her husband Albert visited in 1860. And by the 1920s, it was the spot, I mean, the place for flappers, the Charleston and Gershwin. Winston Churchill lived at Claridge's at the end of World War II. And in fact, in 1945, this is so interesting, he actually had Suite 212 declared Yugoslavian territory so that the country's crown prince, Alexander II, could technically be born on his own country's soil. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, Sid. So Monday, we're going to go. You love London. Have you ever been to Claridge's?
Have I been to where?
Claridge's, London.
I don't know if I've been there.
Need to go. It's just a beautiful, classic, elegant, you know, typically British hotel, but so much history.
The Claridge.
Claridge's, okay. Yeah. Monday, we're going to go back to France, where you can sip wine where the royals did. I'm talking about Edward VIII and Wallace Simpson after he abdicated, and they had to scoot away from the English territories. Also, you could sleep in a hotel, once the palace of a Venetian family of dukes and popes. And I hope you enjoyed that.
Absolutely. I would check out some of those places.
Oh man, I can't wait to start traveling again.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually talking about going to Santorini in June, because apparently Greece is opening up on June 1st.
Yeah.
So we'll have our vaccines by then.
You just go to Astoria. Be nice and easy.
Okay. Yes, that's true. But I was thinking I should talk to Mr. and Mrs. Katsimatidis and see if they
know all the
give us any recommendations.
Absolutely,
I'm sure they do. Have you been to Santorini or Greece or anything?
Never.
Have you guys been?
We were supposed to go two years ago. Who went there?
My mother. She really enjoyed it.
She did.
And I've had a lot of friends that have gone, had a great time.
There's no casinos there, though, so you wouldn't.
I go to places other than casinos that are not casinos. Have you been to Monaco, to the casino in Monaco?
No, that's probably a little outside of my budget. I'm a little bit of a low roller.
Well, I stopped in Monaco on a cruise, and I was wearing, flip-flops. I get off the ship. They wouldn't even serve me. I'm not even kidding. kidding. Wow. I sat outside at a place right across from the casino, and they wouldn't. They just kept ignoring me. And I'm like, wow. Apparently, yeah, but everybody else was dressed to the nines. So,
wow.
I guess that's the lesson you learn.
All right. Well, at 5:45, here to tell us what's happening in the world of sports. Here's Sydney Ferris Rosenberg.
All right, Frank and Juliet. Good Friday morning, everybody. Today, day one of March Madness, the college basketball tournament. I love this time of year, folks. The most exciting couple of weeks of sports. And locally, both Rutgers and Syracuse will play tonight, both in the 9 p.m. hour. They're two of the latest games of the day. Couple number one seeds, including Illinois, in action today. So again, today, day one of the college basketball tournament. Talking about basketball, here come the Knicks. Snapped their two-game losing streak. Beat the Magic last night, 94-93. And the Knicks, after 42 games, are back to 500. Julius Randle, the All-Star. Another amazing night. His third triple-double of the season. 18 points, 10 rebounds, and get this, 17 assists. Again, the Knicks get the win. The Nets will take on Orlando later on tonight. NHL last night, it was the Flyers skating past the Islanders 4-3. Isles have dropped two in a row. Here's their head coach, Barry Trotz, after the loss.
You know, you knew that you're going to have to, you know, play with some weight against this team that's going to be very determined. I thought we played very light.
Devils.
On the end of our stick a little bit more than we needed to. And yeah, it was. It wasn't a good enough effort. I like the fact that we came back and then we shoot ourselves in the foot.
Devils got themselves a couple of points last night. Skated past the Penguins 3-2, and the Rangers are back on the ice tonight in the nation's capital, taking on the Capitals. And finally, baseball. Good news for Yankee fans and Met fans. Yankees open at home 2 weeks from today. They'll host Toronto. The Mets start the season on the road. Their first home game is the 8th against the Marlins, and now we know how many fans can show up in the Bronx and in Queens for opening day baseball.
That means Citi Field, 8,384 fans, Yankee Stadium, 10,850 fans. The crowd makes the ball game, said Ty Cobb. I believe that. We went through that with the Buffalo Bills. They said it was a totally different experience when you have the crowd and you have the noise and you have the people cheering.
He really is a moron. Anyway, that's the good news. Andrew Cuomo there. One more note here. The former both Met and Yankee great, the pitcher Al Leiter, talking about how exciting it is to have the fans back in the stadiums.
I'm just thrilled that fans will get a chance to get back in the stadium. I'm sure, as the governor said, it'll progress to where more people can go. And there's no doubt about it. When you play in front of a big crowd and they're cheering you or booing you, the Bronx cheer. Man, there's nothing like it. And there's no better place than New York, really, really. And thank you for inviting me here, because play ball, man. It's opening day. No better place than New York and New York sports fans.
Al Leiter here on WABC. Sports at 15:45. For the WABC Early News, I am Sid Rosenberg.
5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7th. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, the only thing left now from the overnight is this problem on the eastbound side of Route 3, coming up on the Hackensack River Bridge, which is just east of MetLife Stadium. An accident, two lanes are out of service as you get through there, so just allow yourself a lot of extra time. Other than that, though, we're in pretty good shape. Really, no major difficulties whatsoever as you travel around. Mass transit-wise, also in good shape. An alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. So, with traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, what's happening with the weather? We will tell you momentarily, and headlines coming up.
This is the WABC Early News.
All right, from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. That is a mouthful. Ramsey Subaru Weather Center.
But it's a fine product and a fine center.
It is a fine. I love the folks at Ramsey. They're wonderful. All right, today we're going to have about 43 degrees for a high. So it's going to be fairly chilly. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun, but we are going to have a windy day. Winds north at 15 to 25 miles an hour. They could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour, so just be aware of that. Tonight, clear skies, low of 31. Tomorrow, going to be nice. It's going to be 56 degrees and sunny, no wind, so it's going to be a nice warm day, you know, if you sit out in the sun directly. Sunday, pretty much the same thing. As we head into the work week, Monday, we're staying right around 58 degrees. I mean, you know, it's going to depend on where you live. We could reach 60 in some places, and it'll be partly cloudy, so some sun will come out there. Next week looks pretty much status quo, around the low 60s, upper 50s, with a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower or two, but not too bad, and we start to get into those 60-degree temperatures, which will it'll last for like 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden it's going to be 80 degrees and humid.
Well, that'll be a nice 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it's 35 degrees right now in Manhattan.
All right. Well, animal testing will soon be banned in Virginia. It is part of the new Humane Cosmetics Act that Governor Ralph Northam recently signed. It will also put a stop on the sales of animal-tested cosmetics. Virginia will become the fourth state in the country to do this, effective January 1st, 2022.
So speaking of New York and states, we are the second worst city after San Francisco, allegedly, for anti-Asian hate crimes. Apparently, there have been 10 reported here in the city so far. And Mayor Bill de Blasio was addressing all of this on Thursday. He was actually talking about the Atlanta shootings. And he said, anybody who's been a victim of crime, of a hate crime, needs to come forward, even if they don't think it's criminal. And he said that he is going to be talking to the NYPD and telling the NYPD to essentially warn people over hurtful comments, and saying, you know, look, you're going to get a warning for discrimination if you're caught. I don't know how that's going to work, but you know, I guess the message here is we're not going to put up with any anti-Asian nonsense.
Which is certainly a positive message.
Of course.
All right. The two impeachments couldn't remove former President Trump from office, but visitors are getting him out of a Texas wax museum. Trump's figure at Louis Tissot's wax work in San Antonio was moved to storage after taking several beatings. Officials told the San Antonio Express News that Trump's wax effigy had damaging scratches on its face. The figure is likely to stay off the museum floor until President Biden's model is added.
So Armie Hammer, the actor who was pretty much, I mean, his star was on the rise until he was accused of some really strange things about talking about cannibalism and all sorts of sort of violent sexual things with his women in his life. Now the latest is that he is being investigated by the Los Angeles Police Department because apparently a European woman, a 24-year-old, has come forward and she is accusing him of violently raping her for 4 hours back in 2017. She said the actor slammed her head against a wall, whipped her feet with a crop during this terrifying ordeal. She goes by the name Effie. She's not pressing charges, but the LAPD announced Thursday that they have opened an investigation. Armie Hammer has been denying these claims, but it's basically his entire career has just been ruined.
Well,
and there has been, you know, quote unquote receipts. We've seen text messages, we've seen videos and so forth. So this guy's career is over.
Yeah, unless he's, of course, vindicated on this particular charge.
Well, I mean, on this charge, but again, there are all these other things that really are questionable.
Well, Barbie is blasting off to space again. There's now a new doll inspired by the only woman cosmonaut in Russia. She comes in two versions. One is in blue flight suit worn during training, while the other is in a space suit. She's the latest role model chosen for Mattel's You Can Be Whoever You Want campaign. And that is just geared towards girls. Just like those dolls, this one won't go on sale. It'll be given away as part of the 60th anniversary of the first cosmonaut's launch.
You obviously would probably play with G.I. Joe.
You know, I was trying to think. I played with wrestling toys. I don't remember playing.
Who is your wrestler? Who's your favorite wrestler?
No contest. Ric Flair still
is. Ric Flair, yeah.
Love Ric
Flair. Jesse Ventura?
Well, Jesse Ventura, too. I mean, he had sort of, by the time I was really enthusiastically following wrestling, he had started to make the transition to announcing.
Were you very familiar with wrestling?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I went to college with a guy named Russ McCullough. Mm-hmm. We called him Russ the Bus. This man was massive, and he played on the University of Missouri football team. But apparently he went in, and he was a wrestler. He was a professional wrestler.
Do you know what name he
wrestled? I have to look it up. I can't remember. I mean, I don't remember. But apparently he had somewhat of a decent career.
Huh.
Yeah. Gene Sinisky, do you know that name?
Yes, of course.
He's my friend. We went to college together.
That's wild.
Yeah,
that
you know
is
that?
Wild. Of course.
That's so interesting. Wow.
Absolutely.
So I guess Gene is more famous than...
Well,
Russ.
unless maybe he was participating, Russ, in a federation that I just didn't follow. But no, Gene Snitsky was a big wrestler.
Oh, my gosh. That's
absolutely
funny. Yeah. Well, he was my buddy in college.
That's cool.
Funny.
That cool.
Very quickly, down in Florida, Governor DeSantis is really, you know, trying to obviously make his way in the Republican Party as one of the leaders of the Republican Party. And many Republicans feel that he is. He says that critical race theory, which is sort of this protocol that's being taught in Florida schools, will be taught no more, because he says it teaches kids to hate their country and each other. Governor DeSantis made these comments earlier in the week when he proposed a $106 million boost in funding for civics education in the state. He said that $17 million would be for developing civics curricula with foundational concepts and not, quote, unsanctioned narratives like critical race theory. He said there's no room in our classrooms for this theory. He said teaching kids to hate their country and to hate each other is not worth one red cent of taxpayer money. And by the way, critical race theory examines the way race and racism influences politics, culture, and the law. But there is a lot of opinion and editorializing in that.
Well, American and Canadian scientists are teaming up to combat murder hornets as their nesting season begins. Ugh. U.S. federal agencies are joining with scientists from Washington and British Columbia to track, trap, and eradicate the Asian giant hornets. They especially want to target queens because each queen that's taken out of commission also takes out a potential nest. The hornets can destroy entire hives of honeybees, which are critical pollinators for crops like raspberries and blueberries. Last year, there were 31 confirmed sightings of the hornets in Washington.
How do you say these fruits?
Raspberries and blueberries?
Blueberries? I love you, Frank.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss that. Those strange little ways that you say things like Instagram.
I'll be back.
Well, I know, but it's just for a week. It's going to, yes. You know, I'm starting to do that too. I'm starting to say things
good.
Like you.
No, it's not good.
I know, Christian, right?
See, in the words of, George Bernard Shaw, a reasonable man adapts to the world around him. An unreasonable man expects the world to adapt to him, which is why all progress is made by unreasonable men.
So you're unreasonable.
That's right.
And you're narcissistic?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I like you're self-deprecating, too, which is an unusual characteristic with narcissists.
Thank you.
Just FYI.
All right. Well, not every narcissist can pull it off as well as I can, I'll tell you. 5:57, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's the occasionally narcissistic Joe Nolan.
Well, a couple of problems out there this morning. First of all, if you're eastbound on Route 3 on the Hackensack River Bridge, an accident, two lanes are out of service. It's been there now for quite a while. So as you come east on 3, your delays begin right at Route 120. Now, if you're on the Staten Island bound outer bridge, right up at mid-span, apparently some debris in the roadway, police activity there as well, the right lane going to be out of service. And alternate side of the street, parking rules are in effect. Mass transit, everybody running right on or close to schedule. This support of service of Indeed.com. Sometimes a hiring freeze happens because you can't find the right people. So follow the warming trend. Do Indeed. They have tools to help you find the quality candidates you need to help your business. Learn more, Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7th, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. Sid is going to be telling us in a few minutes about what's happening on his show today, Bernie and Sid. Bernie is back on Monday, right, Sid?
That's right.
Yes, you've been doing an amazing job. 4 hours of just nonstop talk is a lot, Frank. I mean, I understand that. I'm going to be doing that.
That's right. That's right.
Sunday night to Monday, Monday night to Tuesday.
That's right.
But I'm really looking forward to that.
I am looking forward to listening to it.
Well,
as much
I
as
would
I can.
Suggest you don't listen.
Why?
Because, first of all, you're going to be on vacation, so you
right.
should be having fun and not listening.
Well, to me, listening to radio is fun.
Well, but I feel like it's, I'll be nervous if I know that you're listening.
Oh, stop.
No, because I've never done this this 4-hour extravaganza before.
Nobody appreciates the power of a flame more than somebody that's been burned. You're going
to
be great.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And I am looking forward to taking calls from people who are, critical of me. I don't have a problem with that. And I swear to you, I don't have a problem with that. If we can just keep it respectful, it's
absolutely.
No problem.
That's the operative term. I want to encourage everybody. Be nice.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so Sid will be in momentarily. And again, we're going to talk about some excellent things that are happening, including if you got the Moderna vaccine, don't worry about that rash that you may be getting. It's actually good news. And President Biden has some wonderful news, apparently, about lifting the restrictions on international travel. That is going to be happening, hopefully, in May. So we'll talk about that.
All right. And Justin Bieber's out with a new album. The 16-track album Justice premiered early this morning and features the hit songs Holy and Anyone. It's the 6th album from the 27-year-old pop star.
Kid's pretty talented.
He's doing very well. Certainly has a dedicated following.
Who was the one who discovered him? He was discovered by Usher, that's right. Thank
Is
you.
Is that true?
Much.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I saw him doing a little Instagram thing.
All right. We have more sports news, business news, traffic, weather, local news with Deb Valentine, national news with Fox, and a preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show. This is going to be a Bernie and Sid show for the ages. I'm actually glad we're staying late for this meeting because there's a lot of interesting folks that are going to be in studio today. Ooh. Find out more in just a few minutes. Here's national news with Fox.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
5 minutes after 6 o'clock, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. Deb is following breaking news stories at the news desk. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid will be up at 6:15 with sports. And I think people are going to be talking today about how international travel could be a go very, very soon. Also, quote, if I were a dog, I'd mount you.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you who allegedly said those words to his young female staffer. I'm sure you can probably guess at this point. And Sharon Osbourne, her former colleagues are speaking out. They're calling her a racist.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Well, 6:07 at every 10 minutes this hour, we bring you traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. How are the roads looking this morning, Joe?
Well, if you're traveling eastbound on Route 3 coming into the Hackensack River Bridge, there was an earlier accident that has now been cleared up and out of the way. All lanes have been reopened. Staten Island bound outer bridge crossing, again, right up at midspan. Some debris, police activity, again, the right lane out of service. Southbound on the Whitestone Expressway, right by Northern Boulevard, there's an accident. And then inbound go on to SBQ, the usual delays now starting to build around the area of Industry City all the way on up through to the Brooklyn Bridge and alternate side of the street. Parking rules again today are going to be in effect. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Here is your Ramsey Subaru weather forecast. As for today, it's going to be 43 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds, but there will be some serious winds going on throughout the day, so they could actually gust over 40 miles an hour, so it's not going to be the greatest day. By tonight, the sky will clear. We'll have 31 degrees, and that will lead us into a really nice week or so. We're going to have a very, very, I would say, warm comparatively week with mixes of sun and clouds, but we're going to start off the weekend with lots of sun both days, Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sun, right around 56, 58 degrees both days, and very, very low winds. So it'll be really nice to sit out there. Direct sunlight, maybe even get a tan. Who knows? As we head into the work week, Monday is going to be 58 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun. Same thing for Tuesday and Wednesday. We may have some showers. Thursday, back up to these cloudy skies. Friday, looks like maybe some showers. But all in all, for the next several days, we're going to have some nice weather. Looking forward to it. Just get through today. That's all we have to do. Just get through today. You're going to have amazing weather, I'm sure, when you're out in Vegas.
I am hoping. I will send you a postcard.
Please do.
And some good news for New Jersey restaurants. New Jersey's rolling back more coronavirus restrictions today. Restaurants can now open their indoor dining rooms at 50%. That's up from 35%, but still doesn't allow seating at bars. Meantime, kids' sports leagues can also start playing between states today. Governor Phil Murphy signed an executive order earlier this week lifting the ban on interstate sports.
All right. Well, we have had travel restrictions internationally for the past year, basically. It's a year now, this March, when the COVID pandemic broke out. Sources at NBC or CNBC are telling CNBC that the Biden administration is looking to reduce these travel restrictions, and this could come as soon as mid-May. Now, remember, he said that anybody that wants a vaccine by May 1st will be able to sign up to have one. So I think this is timing that's directly connected to that. The Canadian border has been shut to Americans for non-essential travel. Land crossings at the Mexico border is only allowed for essential travel purposes, and those could be lifted as well. International air travel for non-U.S. citizens is also banned from the U.K., certain European countries, China, Iran, Brazil, South Africa, but those may be lifted very soon. I think It'll just depend on how each of these countries is doing with their vaccination programs.
This year's Academy Awards ceremony will be live. Nominees are being told to show up in person. If letters were sent out detailing plans for the scaled-down ceremony, the 93rd Oscars will air April 25th.
I love this story. If you had the Moderna vaccine, you definitely are in good shape, because if you have these patches of rash on you, doctors say that that's okay. It shows that your vaccine is doing its work. So don't freak out if you had the Moderna vaccine and you've got a little bit of rash. They said it'll go away. Meantime, apparently we're finding out that low-dose aspirin can cut the risk of COVID-19 patients being admitted to the ICU or dying by nearly half. This is a study that looked at more than 400 hospitalized COVID patients. 25% were given aspirin upon admission or just before admission, and those that were given that aspirin were 43% less likely to either have to go to the ICU and 44% less likely to go on ventilators.
When are you supposed to take the aspirin?
I guess while you're at the hospital or just as you're going in. I guess this was what the doctors or the nurses were giving them.
A new poll finds Governor Andrew Cuomo's sexual harassment and nursing home scandals have most New Yorkers now believing he does not deserve a fourth term in office in 2022. The Quinnipiac University survey finds just 25% of state voters would back a bid by the governor next year, while 66% say they're against another run by Cuomo. In the poll, Cuomo's job approval rating has sunk to its lowest level since he first took office in 2011. Just 39% of New Yorkers think he's doing a good job. 48% do not approve of his job performance. Just 28% of those surveyed think the governor is honest and trustworthy. And as we've been telling you, seven women have thus far come forward to accuse Cuomo of sexual harassment or inappropriate behavior. The governor is also accused of hiding the number of COVID deaths in nursing homes across the state.
And one of those accusers is Lindsay Boylan. Now, she is a former staffer of Governor Cuomo, and she is now running for Manhattan Borough Chief. She has been very vocal in her criticism of the governor. She has spoken with The New Yorker in more detail about her claims against Governor Cuomo with regard to sexual misconduct. She says that Cuomo told her if he were a dog, he would mount her. She said that she remembered being grossed out, but also, quote, what a dumb thing to say. She said Cuomo had a Bill de Blasio dartboard at his governor's mansion. Ay, ay, ay. So, as you know, Cuomo is facing allegations that he sexually harassed or behaved inappropriately now to six or seven women, including former staffers, and a spokesman for the governor did not return the request for comment to the New York Post.
A Georgia sheriff spokesperson is being taken off the deadly spa shootings case after he made controversial remarks during a press conference. WSB reporting Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Baker is being removed from the case after he said during a news conference on Wednesday that suspect Robert Aaron Long had a, quote, bad day. Long is in custody accused of shooting and killing eight people at three Atlanta area massage parlors. Six of those eight victims were Asian American women. In a press release yesterday, the department said there was not intended to be any disrespect to any of the victims of the magnitude of the tragedy.
To be fair and really cover that story, they hated this guy's guts already.
Who
because
did? Who?
On his Facebook page, this sheriff, a couple of months ago, he blamed China for the COVID-19. So he's already under fire from media and folks in that city. Then he said something really stupid, which he did, and it was easy to just get rid of him.
The Facebook comments I thought were pretty awful as well.
You did?
Yeah, I did. But Sid, I'm glad that you weighed in. Will you be talking about this today on your show?
No chance.
Okay. All right.
I've got Hollywood starlets and superstars and all kinds of fun stuff.
I can't wait to hear.
I'm sick of talking about this.
You want to talk about nanoparticles, though?
What is that?
Plastic nanoparticles. These are just little particles, I guess, from wherever, from plastic.
Okay.
Apparently, they're found in drinking bottles in every corner of the earth.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, basically. But they're passing, these nanoparticles are passing from the bottles to pregnant mothers, to their hearts, to their brains, to the lungs of the fetuses. And this is actually a study that was done by Rutgers University scientists. It's the first to show that the particles not only can get lodged in the placenta, but can pass through to the fetus. That's horrific. That is just, it's like, what are you supposed to do? Now you can't drink bottled water?
That's a bummer. Well, I'd love to get both of your opinions on this. The NCAA is acknowledging what it calls disrespectful differences in amenities and the men's and women's basketball tournaments. Photos posted to social media show a large, well-equipped weight room for the men's tournament in Indianapolis and a small rack of dumbbells for the women's tournament in San Antonio.
Wow.
NCAA Vice President Lynn Holtzman said yesterday that the organization is, quote, actively working to enhance existing resources at practice courts, including additional weight training equipment.
Listen, again, at the risk of getting yelled at by my female friends and cohorts, nobody cares outside of Geno Auriemma in Connecticut, a few other programs, about women's college basketball. The men make millions and millions, actually billions of dollars. So if there's going to be some inequity, this is the one place where you got to live with it, because the men make billions of dollars and the women make nothing.
I agree with that, but who is providing? Where are these?
Well, I believe they're provided by the NCAA.
So I would think. I mean, a rack of dumbbells versus an entire
maybe
they
can
amp it up a little bit.
I don't think it's that much of an exaggeration.
Seriously, said if it's a rack
dichotomy.
Of dumbbells versus the
entire
workout.
No, that's not fair. Right, that's not fair.
Right, one is lifestyles of the rich and famous.
The other one's Montauk.
One is where homeless people work.
Yeah. All right,
here, what's happened in the world of sports?
Well, keep it with college basketball, because today is day one of the men's college basketball tournament. A huge day around the country. Bars and restaurants will be hopping, even here in New York, where today, of course, we get to 50% in our restaurants and bars in New York City. It actually tips off at 12:15 this afternoon, with Florida taking on Virginia Tech, Colgate and Arkansas at 12:45, and then at 1:15 you get Drexel and Illinois. Those are the first three games today. Rutgers plays later on tonight. Syracuse plays later on tonight. So day one of the college basketball tournament. Good news yesterday from Governor Cuomo. Haven't said that in a long time. Met and Yankee fans can show up game one. Yankees actually open at home 2 weeks from today. They'll host Toronto. Mets start the season on the road. Their first home game is April 8th in Queens against the Marlins. But there will be fans in the Bronx and in Queens. How many? Here's Governor Cuomo.
That means Citi Field, 8,384 fans. Yankee Stadium, 10,850 fans. The crowd makes the ball game, said Ty Cobb. I believe that. We went through that with the Buffalo Bills. They said it was a totally different experience when you have the crowd and you have the noise and you have the people cheering.
Former Yankee great C.C. Sabathia weighed in on having fans in the Bronx.
I grew up on the West Coast, but I consider myself a New Yorker now. And, you know, dealing with this COVID the past year, my family battling it, you know, us being, you know, kind of stuck in the house, not being able to go to games, do things that we're normally used to doing. We're excited to be able to get out. And as a fan now, being able to be in the stadium, cheering on the Yankees, you know, I'm just excited.
Knicks, they're back to 500, beat the Magic. They're now at 21-21, a triple-double for Julius Randle. Nets in Orlando for those same Magic later on tonight. And in hockey, it was the Flyers over the Islanders. The Devils skated past the Penguins, and the Rangers are in Washington later on tonight. But again, the big story, Met and Yankee fans in the stadiums, and today, day one of the college basketball tournament. Sports at 15:45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for WABC Early News.
6:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Northbound Route 1 in Edison, New Jersey at Main Street. An accident, the right lane out, 440 northbound. Before you get to the outer bridge over in Perth Amboy, there's a collision there. Whitestone Expressway southbound at Northern Boulevard, an accident. And then inbound on the LIE, Utopia Parkway, heavy traffic from there up through Queens Boulevard. Same thing inbound on the Gowanus BQE, pretty much from the Prospect right on up to Atlantic Avenue. Mass transit is good. Alternate side is in effect. In this report, it's the service of Rocket Mortgage. When you're ready to buy a home and you want a mortgage lender who can help you plan with certainty? Rocket can. Need a lender who can help you understand all your mortgage options, get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time? Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
While the trend in business seems to be reducing your office space, this company is actually increasing it, and we're going to find out what that is in Frank's Business Report. But first, let's check out the weather. It's going to be 43 degrees and very windy today. We'll We'll have a mix of clouds and sun basically right off the day. It's just not going to be a nice day. But tomorrow, it'll be great. We'll have a nice weekend. Saturday is going to be 56 degrees, lots of sun. Same thing Sunday. Might get a tad bit warmer. But if you're sitting outside with no wind and the sun beating down on you and it's 58, 60 degrees, you're set. You'll be as tan as Sydney. No, you won't. You got to go into it. You got to do the artificial stuff for that. As we head into the work week next week, it looks pretty decent. We're going to have a mix of clouds and sun basically throughout the week, maybe a shower here and there, but temperatures are going to start to head up there into the high 50s and low 60s. So we're feeling finally that spring weather, which will last, I'm sure, 2 weeks or maybe three. And then we have 8,000 degrees and it's going to be humid. Just enjoy it, everybody.
All right. Let me tell you what's happening in terms of the world of business. The stock market had a rough day yesterday. The Dow Jones lost 153. The S&P 500 fell 58. And the NASDAQ tumbled 409. Google is planning to spend $7 billion on office space and data centers this year. The money will go towards expansions across 19 states, creating at least 10,000 full-time jobs. $1 billion will go specifically towards California, while other tech companies have disassociated amidst the pandemic. CEO Sundar Pichai said expansions in places like Atlanta and Washington, D.C. will bring more jobs to those diverse communities.
Thank you very much. Sydney, welcome back as you sit there and watch us do our little reports.
I enjoy
little
watching
reports.
You guys. Thank you. You guys are great.
He just kind of stares there and there's drool coming down.
I like it. I feel like it makes me bring my A game.
Yeah, exactly. So how's the show going today? What's going on?
It is a packed house. The last show before Bernie comes back on Friday. I feel like it's all your friends. We have three people live in studio today. One, of course, is Lauren Conlon. Good friends of both of you guys. Red Carpet Rendezvous. Famed defense attorney Arthur Idala.
Love him.
Live in studio today. Love him, too. And then a guy who I really would call a legend. I know we use those words a lot, but I would describe this man as a local legend, actor. He's so many things, and he's going to be in Miami with me shooting Gravesend. Chuck Zito, live in studio today. Chuck will be
on. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
Was he in Sons of Anarchy?
He was.
Oh, my God.
Very good job.
Love that.
Very good job.
One of the best series ever.
Of course, was the Hell's Angel.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So he's going to come in and beat up everybody. It's going to be great.
Cool. And then, what time is he on?
He'll be in studio from 7:30 to 8.
Yes!
We'll see him. Absolutely.
Right into Idala at 8, and then we'll do Brian Kilmeade at 8:40. And Greg Kelly at 9:05. It's a heck of a show.
Good
about and Loren Conlon at 9:30?
9:25,
wonderful.
Yes.
Please apologize for my screaming at her in Atlantic City last
week. What was that about?
You have one too many. And
but you had like more than one too many. You had like six too many.
I actually spoke with her the other day. She's truly worried that she's on your nerves.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good. Maybe she'll be nice.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You guys both are sass each other. It's the thing.
Yeah,
I do it to you.
Yeah. No, I mean, she's not on my nerves at all.
Okay, good.
No, she's like that. And she would be even more upset because you admitted this to me. You're not even sure why you yelled at her. So imagine how she feels.
Exactly.
She's got to be like, what's wrong? You must really hate me.
Said, you know, sometimes when people drink and they're having fun and they don't realize how it's coming off as being confrontational.
I'd like to know how many other people she discussed this.
No.
Everybody.
No. No, she was truly worried. She was worried. I said, you have nothing to worry about. I said, he loves you.
She's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
So that should be an interesting show. Arthur Idala, Chuck Zito, Lauren Conlon, and Greg Kelly and Brian Kilmeade, who's doing great in the afternoons, by the way. Greg Kelly is. All right. Anything else you want to hear about before we get out of here?
I actually, because I teased this story, so I have to kind of talk about it. Sharon Osbourne, you know, wife of Ozzy Osbourne, who has Parkinson's. So she is on this show, The Talk. She is in – her career basically is hanging in the balance. She is denying allegations that she is racist. She calls the claims in very Sharon Osbourne-esque lexicon crap. Here's what happened. She defended Piers Morgan after his Meghan Markle comments. And that led to an on-air fight – not a fight, but sort of a heated argument with her co-host on The Talk, Cheryl Underwood. That the Talk is now on hiatus because they're doing this investigation, which I don't really understand. But apparently, as they're doing this investigation, former colleagues of Sharon's are coming out and saying, yes, she is racist. Julie Chen, Leah Remini, Holly Robinson Pete all say that she has made racist comments. Sharon Osbourne denying the allegations, and she said it's crazy.
The trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd could be delayed or moved to a new location. The judge is expected to make a decision on both those issues today in the trial of Derek Chauvin. The judge is also expected to rule on whether a prior arrest of Floyd could be entered into evidence.
I actually can see this happening because the judge has been very upset. He's basically yelling at the local officials saying, stop talking about the $27 million that the family got and this and that. Yeah.
I think it's going to be very difficult for them to find 12 impartial jurors in this case in Minneapolis.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So you're not a Beatles fan, or you're kind of a Beatles fan?
I like the Beatles, sure.
All right. Well, Sir Paul McCartney has announced that he has a picture book coming out. It's a sequel inspired by the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. It's introducing a character called Nandude. It'll be released globally in September, and it follows the rock star's 2019 offering, Hey Grand Dude. And it introduces this new character, Nandude, and I really don't know much about this. But
well, no, it's nice if you have children, especially if you're a Beatles fan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci is revising his guidance for social distancing in schools. The CDC could announce a change in school social distancing from 6 feet to 3 feet as soon as today. Dr. Fauci has said a study in Massachusetts showed no difference at all in transmission risk between 6 feet and 3 feet with kids wearing masks.
All right. So we are going to be wrapping up momentarily. Frank, I just want to tell you, I hope you have a wonderful trip. I'm sorry. I can't go to the Friars Club today. Blame Erica and Gomez and Cheeto, the dogs. But I really want you to have a great time. And will you be checking in at all?
Absolutely. I'm here. I will be available as often or as little as you want.
Well, that actually could be pretty funny because if you're going to be, let's see, it'll be maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
I'll be up. Believe me.
Well, yeah, you could be up, but will you be calling in?
I will be up and I will be at your disposal.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy, this is going to be good. You know, because I posted something from Wednesday when I went out and took my girlfriend to her birthday lunch, St. Patrick's
Veronica?
Day. No, this was Gina.
Oh, Gina, right.
But we had, a few drinks, three. And we were a little buzzed as we were walking to the subway. And I posted that on Instagram. And I was a little regretful because I was like, I did seem a little bit buzzed. But I want to hear you.
You
from Vegas.
I hold it together pretty well.
This might be amazing.
You'll be surprised.
Yeah, just don't yell at me.
I would never.
Actually, no, yell at me. That could be great. No. That could be fun.
All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you. If you want to stay in touch, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Morano. Dominic Carter will be sitting in this chair beginning on Monday, and he'll be joining the very, very capable Juliette Huddy. Bernie and Sid is next. Chuck Zito, Greg Kelly, and Brian Kilmeade. Have a great weekend.